kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads that you make coleslaw out of.
Mm-hmm. Cabbage.
And if there were several, you might say those.
Two or three cabbages.
Mm-hmm. And to get beans out of the pod by hand, you say you have to...
shell them.
The large yellowish... no, they're not yellowish. Large flat beans. They're not that large,
mm-hmm,
either. But anyway, you don't eat them in the pod.
Mm-hmm. Butter beans.
Okay, any other name for butter beans?
No, I've heard of lima beans, but again, couldn't give you a good description.
They're not the same?
Not the same to me, no.
In the same family?
Could be, I'm not sure.
Mm, okay. And then the beans that you eat pod and all?
I could call them string beans, snap beans, green beans. I'd use any of those.
Would any one of the terms have been the dominant term in Troy or in your family?
Probably string beans. String beans or snap beans, be a close race.
Okay. And the when you cook the tops of turnips, you're making?
Turnip greens.
Any other kinds of greens?
Collards. Just plain greens.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's all the same.
Instead of just plain greens, what would you mean?
Same thing as turnip greens.
Turnip greens, okay. Then the green stuff that you put in tossed salads.
You mean lettuce?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you had two bunches, you'd say you have two?
Two heads.
Do you ever use that term in referring to children?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. But if you had seven boys and seven girls, you might say that you had a whole lot of children.
You got a whole slew of kids, a whole gang of kids, bunch of kids.
And you do need to pronounce the
term.
Yeah,
passel. Mm-hmm. I doubt that I would use... I might. I would use anything, you know, depending on what the circumstances were.
Mm-hmm.
If I was just feeling down home, I might say passel.
The outside of the ear of corn?
Shucks.
And the kind that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
I would probably say corn on the cob or sweet corn.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know roasting ears, though.
Mm-hmm. The top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
How much does the microphone pick up that stamping next door?
We'll see. These water torture.
What did we just
like that radio in the background you had to put up with in that interview.
Which I didn't even notice after one. Tassel, is that what you just
said?
Okay. Oh, the stringy stuff that comes off the corn chucks.
Silk.
The large round fruit that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of.
Mm-hmm, pumpkin.
And the yellow crook-necked vegetable.
Squash.
Different types.
Not to me.
Okay. Kinds of melons that you raise.
Watermelons.
Different types of watermelons.
Just different colored meats, yellow and red. I don't know any names for various types of watermelons.
Other melons then?
Cantaloupes, maybe honeydew melon. I couldn't make a distinction though. I guess that's it. Not familiar with muskmelon or mushmelon.
Mm-hmm. How about the little umbrella shaped thing that comes up in the woods after the rain?
Mm-hmm, mushroom.
And how about the kind that you can't eat?
Toadstool.
Yes. If someone has a sore throat, as I do, so
uh-oh,
that you... your inside of your throat is all swollen, you might say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat. He could chew it, but he couldn't...
couldn't swallow it.
Mm-hmm. What do people smoke? The little ones?
Mm-hmm. Cigarettes.
And then the big brown ones that smell terrible?
Yeah, cigars.
Okay. A lot of people at the party having a good time. They were standing around the piano.
Yeah, singing and laughing.
Thank you. Somebody offers to do you a favor. You say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be...
I guess obligated to you.
If somebody asks you to do a certain job and you are able to, you'd say, sure, I
can.
Or to use a longer phrase,